Deiphobus, Lord Helenus, Adamus, son of Asius, and Asius, Hyrtacus's son, were those he looked for down the front. Safe and unhurt, he scarcely found them. Those who lost their lives at Argive hands were lying near the sterns. Others were thrown back on the wall with wounds. But one man he soon found on the left flank of grievous battle, Prince Alexandrus, husband of Helen of the Shining Hair. He stood there, cheering on his company, and stepping near him, Hector spoke to him in bitterness. "Paris, you bad luck charm, so brave to look at, woman-crazed seducer. Where is Deiphobus and Helenus? Asius, Hyrtacus's son, Adamus, his son? Where is Othryoneus? If these are gone, tall Ilion is crumbling. Sure disaster lies ahead." Alexandrus replied, "Hector, since you are moved to blame the blameless, there may be times when I break off the fighting, but I will not now. My mother bore me to be no milksop. From the hour you roused our men to battle for the ships, we have been here engaging the Danaans without respite. As for the friends you look for, some are dead. Deiphobus and Helenus went off, I think, with spear wounds in the hand, but the Lord Zeus has guarded them from slaughter. Lead us now wherever your high heart requires. We are behind you. We are fresh and lack no spirit in attack, I promise, up to the limit of our strength. Beyond that no man fights, though he may wish to." With these mild words he won his brother over. Into the thick of battle both men went, round Cebriones, Polydamas, and Phalces, Orpheus, godlike Polyphetes, Palmis, and the sons of Hippotion, Ascanius and Morris. These had come the day before at dawn, replacements from Ascanius' ploughland. Zeus now intensified the fight. Men charged like rough winds in a storm launched on the earth in thunder of Father Zeus, when roaring high the wind and ocean rise together. Swell on swell of clamorous foaming sea goes forward, snowy-crested, curling, ranked ahead and ranked behind. So line by compact line advanced the Trojans, glittering in bronze behind their captains. Hector in the lead, peer of the man-destroying god of war, held out his round shield, thick in bull's hide, nailed with many studs of bronze, and round his temples his bright helmet nodded. Fainting attack, now here, now there, along the front, he tried the enemy to see if they would yield before his shielded rush, but could not yet bewilder the tough hearts of the Achaeans.